Lovely, welcome to the podcast series. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life and success. Hi, Michelle is speaking here from Switzerland and I would like to help and support you doing your transformation in no time. So today I would like to talk with you about when does it make sense really to consult a coach, as really to get help. And the second part is how to recognize and really find out a good coach from another good coach. So let's get going. Thank you very much. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Right. So when to consult a coach? When does it really make sense really to go to and get some help at this point? And I would like to talk with you about this because as I was also at your position, you know, at the beginning, and there's so many people and so many coaches, and especially right now, you know, but when does it really make sense that you really can decide when should you go to a coach or when should you go to a therapist or a psychologe? And I'm straightforward. This is actually quite easy to find out. For example, when you have the feeling that you're more unhappy than you're happy, or when you have the feeling that you're more unsatisfied with the things which you have right now in your life, when you look around, when you're crying sometimes and you don't really know the reason why, or sometimes when you are orientationless and you're not quite sure about the next really smart step to take in your life. So it's left, right, straight, or the backwards, or the maybe you should make a pause and you just don't know, you cannot decide. Or when you're convinced deep inside that you should do in fact something else and something in addition in your life, but you are alone and you not really have someone who is listening and in fact really supporting you, then it also makes sense really to go to a coach. Or when you have the constant feeling that whatever you do in your life, you always have to be permanently fighting for. And this is really tiring and this is really a lot of energy taking for you. So when you have these feelings, then it's normally when you feel mentally okay and healthy, then it does make sense, first of all, to go to a coach. Someone you really trust, someone you really think about, you know, I can really talk with this person about many, many things in my life. Then it's much better to go to a coach than to a psychologe and to a therapist. I'm straight. And my personal feeling is by now that maybe 75 to 80% of all the topics you have in your life, you can in fact really solve yourself. So when you go to a psychologe or some therapeuten, most of the time, you know, they don't really tell you this, you know. They make a deep dive analysis about how you are and who you were and all these things about your parents. I mean, don't misunderstand me. It's all correct. It's all right. Very useful in life, you know. But the point I would like to emphasize here is that 75 to about 80% of the things you are facing in life, the hurdles, obstacles you have to overcome, you can really do a lot really to help and support yourself and also change things for yourself without that professional help of a therapist or a psychologue. All right. And how to recognize really that you have a good coach in front of you, facing you, you know, this is like the second part, which we are talking about just later. So be patient. I'll let you know that you can find out why and when you really have a good coach in front of you, you can really work with. So when does it also make sense further to consult a coach, you know? Then, for example, when you look in your life and you have recurring, bothering personal topics which come back and forward always since years in your life. Or when things just on one topic do not just get better in your life and you cannot solve them. And maybe for years you're hoping for years you're hoping that your dream partner is coming over and is sent by the universe, that you meet exactly at this crossroad, for example, or just at this internet chat, you know. And it's einfach, you know, you still keep on hoping and it just does not happening. It does not work out. That is one of these reasons why you should really consult a coach. And for example, you're actually not really getting what you're longing for in life so badly. And deep inside, you know that you want much more and you have no idea what else you can do or what you could have done, in fact, to really turn the wheel around, to really do your transformation. And you have absolutely no more idea what else you could do really to get the things going and to really start your transformation. When you have, you know, when one or two of these situations come very familiar to you right now and you feel, yes, Michaela, you're right. I think one or two things are really correct what you're saying here. Then I give you a little advice at this point, you know. Be brave and really take a pause from everything what is around you. If you can't, also from the job, so make a little vacation. If you can, also maybe partly for a longer weekend, maybe from your family. Also maybe 1-2 days from your children, just that you get really, first time, really time for yourself to think. And make yourself then aware that you're not alone with these things, you know. There are many other people out there whose lives are also a little bit messed up or need an additional hand to get things back in order. So really learn to listen to your inner thoughts and feelings because they are correct and they really guide you. So when you have the feeling that you're really depressed, you're really unhappy, you want more and you don't know what to do really and what else you can do, then it's really a good advice really to take the time to make a pause, just to think about it. And then if you got a little bit more energy back, then have a look for the right person, a good coach you can work with really to get everything back into order and back on track again for you to really do your transformation. But first of all, make a pause, get a little bit distance of the situation you have. Ganz clearly emphasize for you what you're really looking for in your life. Make also for this a prioritization list for you. And I'm straight here, I would say maximum 3 to 5 points, which should be on this list. And be einfach mal aware of what you really want for yourself in your life. Okay, and when you've done that, really get the right and proper help. Have 1 or 2 coaches you would like to talk to, make a personal interview and make sure you know that the first interviews are always for free, so you not have to pay for that, that you really get to know the person who is really talking to you. And when you've done that, I would like now to give you a little list, some bullet points, you know, with which you can really find out if the person you're talking to, this coach, is really a good match, a good coach to work with in the long run. All right. So take a piece of paper out and just take some notes now. So how to recognize that you're facing really a good coach? All right. So I'm straight. I'm doing this now since 12 years and I've seen many coaches and sometimes I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm straight from people who also would like to, as pretending to, and also would like to help other people. And I give you now a clear list that you can find out very easily that these people know what they're talking about and that you really can trust them. All right. So you can also ask these questions, you know, in the first interviews you have with them in the free consulting course, for example, all right? So the first thing is always, did that coach, in fact, have that feeling, that situation as you are right now in, okay? Do they know what they're talking about out of their own experience? And that is very important to know because when I know, for example, where you are, because I know how it was for me at that time, I really understand your situation. I can really give you the right, for example, consults, which you can do right now as the next best step to you to do, you know. And Also, I know, you know, how difficult it was to do the first step. I also know how the process was like, really, as I was doing it the first time, as I was doing it over and over again, that I could really see and feel the transformation really happening in my life. So I know the before, the in-between, and of course, the result of it. So yes, own experience of what you are talking about, of the problem you have right now, is an absolute must have. So when they come and say, you know, they're coaches for everything, for A, B, C, D, and they could do everything and heal everything, then I would be a little bit suspicious, because this is actually not possible. Then, of course, that person needs to know the tools and the methods, all right? So when they just have one process on site, and also when this process consists of maybe five different steps in Etappen, this is not enough. They need to have an entire, you know, variety of tools and methods. They were learning and doing the educations, and they have the certificates about, and they have been doing this, I'm straight, third point, also for years, showing and training other ones to do that, who had exactly the same wish and the same idea, exactly what the coach also had years ago. So it's really then this passing on of the tools and the methods, that you can truly do this training also with someone else, to that you see the result also for other ones, you know, that you can guide their way as well. Then, of course, point number four, I'm ganz clearly saying that coaches need to stay on track. What is, you know, what are methods? What are additional books to read about? And this is not only about, you know, the process or the tools they have. It's about much more around it. They need to have a much broader or a wider understanding of the entire topic, that they can really help and support of this, because they understand, for example, what Sigmund Freud talked about it, or the one I Pels Fitz, for example, said about it. What were their concepts they were concentrating on, and what was their life achievement, in fact, what you can really pass on to them. So it's a clear big picture behind it. What you need to have is a clear understanding of what the topic transformation is all about. Activating of your inner resources, really doing a mindset change, really leaving your comfort zone, really doing this transformation for you until you where you would like to be, and so personal for you, that the outcome is really a different love life, that the outcome is really a complete different life setup, and that the outcome is really that you are successful what you have in your mind. Otherwise, it's not working. So they have to stay committed. They also have to do additional trainings. They have to stay on it, you know, have to do readings and. And I'm straight. I have a bibliothèque here in my little office, you know, which I was reading over all these years. And I, by now, also, like, you know, reduced it, because they do not fit anymore into my, you know, my library section, which I have here at the bureau. So I really had to reduce the books. So I really kept the ones which were really eye openings also for me. Then point number five I wrote down is clearly, you know, that when you have a coach that you work, point number six, in short frequencies and sequences together. So it's very important that the coach is not looking for any sort of dependency level from you or off you. So the coach is like a good big buddy. They have the tools, the methods, the techniques. They know how they felt like as they did it in their, you know, as they were starting all these things, you know. But they do give you everything they have on hand that you can do that yourself without them in the long run. So when you have a coaching maybe set up for 3 months, maybe 6 months, then this should be fine and enough for the rest of your life. All right. So the coach must give you that information you are requiring and needing, that you can do that really yourself. So they also show you point number seven, by the way, the self techniques, these enabling tools that you in fact can become your own coach for love matters, your life matters, and also for your future and further success matters. And this must be really the goal of it. So that you get everything on hand, that you do not need another person anymore in your life. Okay, so enabling methods, they must be taught. And last but not least, you know, when you talk with someone, and it's for both sides, in fact, you are very, you get really fast to a very deep level down, that you really open yourself. And here's important that also the coach is telling his or her personal experiences, and also ones which were not so pleasant, and some with also which were hurting them, in fact, so that they open also as well. So it should be a working level, which should be at the same level. So you're facing each other at the same level. All right. So it's really opening, being honest, how it was, how it did not was, you know, and also for the other side. So then it's much easier as a client also that you open yourself, you know, and that you really can start your process. All right. So that was the answer of the two questions, when really to consult a coach and how to recognize really a good coach for yourself, for your first free consulting call that you can find out yourself. Is this coach really a trusting person, and does he or she has the right professional level? So thank you very much for listening this time, and I'm already preparing the next episode for my podcast as well with the question, how do I know that I'm really power woman and I should really do my transformation right now? Thank you very much for listening, and up to the next one.